Good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. on this dreary Friday afternoon, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash with your host, Aaron, or DJ LFN, depending on how long you've been around. And I am joined by a very special guest today.
It's DJ Crusher.
Who else could it be on Halloween?
I know, couldn't be more fitting.
Yeah, I agree. Vibes for today.
Spooky?
Kind of spooky. Kind of more...
But more saucy.
Very, kind of like sexy. Kind of like gothic sexy, like I want to dance, but like... That's the content matter. Don't read too deeply into it. But there is a really, really fun one that someone mentioned. A ton of Canadian content today as well. So I'm super, super excited. I got to do a deep dive into the kind of like, I guess, goth scene in Canada, which I hadn't done before.
And we have a great goth scene
here. We do. I can very confidently say, and hopefully you, listener, will be able to after this hour as well. But yeah, very excited. Do you have any plans today?
Today, I think we're just going to chill and watch a scary movie tonight.
What's your favorite scary movie?
My favorite scary movie? I'm taking this question very seriously.
Yeah.
Even though it was a reference. I love like a campy horror.
Like what?
Like I love like the Scream.
Scream?
Like, yeah.
Scream 1 is the best. And Scream 2 is good, but the rest of it, I'm just not into it. I feel like...
I did not get into that whole cinematic universe where there's like 100 of them and like...
Oh, have you seen any of the reboots?
No, I only watched like the first few.
Okay, yeah. Stay, yeah.
And I think I'm going to stay there.
You should stay there.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Yeah, don't go any further than that. My favorite scary movie, for like nostalgia purposes, I do have to say Halloween, the first one, the 1978 John Carpenter Halloween. But other than that, kind of a toss up between Lost Boys and then The Thing.
I watched The Thing for the first time a few weeks ago, and I really enjoyed it.
I have to say, it is one of the most like perfect movies I've ever seen, ever. I watched it this summer for the first time.
This summer?
This summer. Yeah.
It's a good movie.
It was great.
Yeah. Very enjoyable.
Yeah. But we've watched quite a few spooky movies this month as well.
We watched Suspiria, which...
The original.
I enjoyed.
Which I was very adamant that it was not in English, and May was very adamant that it was in English, and...
Then we determined everyone was right.
Everyone was right, because apparently it's in, like, three or four different languages.
Yeah,
like,
all the actors just spoke their native language, and then afterwards they just dubbed what needed to be dubbed for each version, which is psycho.
It is actually... The craziest way you possibly could have done that.
I just thought I was tripping. So I was like, why is this one person's mouth like matching and the other person not?
I had the same thing. But yeah, I liked that one. I am very curious to watch the newer version though, because people do seem to like it more. But I felt like the original felt more like a slasher than it did like a witchy movie.
It almost feels like two completely separate movies the way people talk about it. I've only seen the first one as well, but...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we watched Scooby-Doo Spooky Island.
Which was a good one, too.
And then which we love that one.
Yeah, everyone else liked the other one better.
Yeah, everyone else was like ripping on the first one, which was kind of rude. Actually,
that's rude.
The only benefit of the first one is like Velma in that like red jumpsuit.
that's the peak moment in the first one.
And then we also watched Persona, which made no sense.
And also, it wasn't helping that I was really tired, so I was literally.
We were all so tired. We were all falling asleep at different points.
May was gone. I was closing my eyes and opening it because it's not in English, so I need to read subtitles. Yeah. So I was closing it, opening it to read subtitles.
I was trying not to make jokes the entire time because I was like, okay, May's taking this
let's be serious.
Like, let's be serious. Like, let's
But then
be
that
critical.
Kid with the spaghetti mouth came out.
I know. He did look like, a Hailey Bieber. Hailey Bieber, Putin, like young Putin, spaghetti mouth kid.
Messy spaghetti kid. Yeah.
And the whole time I was trying not to laugh like at all throughout the movie, only for May to be like dead as a rock. Like she was out for like the whole movie, which I think I mourned my comedic loss there. But anyway, We're going to get into it. Speaking of kind of witchy things, up first is Salem by Dead Cells. And then that'll be followed by two of my favorite spooky songs, which I don't just listen to during October, but the entire year. But yeah, I hope you enjoy. Welcome back. That was A Forest by The Cure. And before that was Lust by Boy Harsher. I love me some Boy Harsher. And then before that was Gallaudance by Lebanon Hanover. And I started that set off with Salem by Dead Cells, which are a group from Vancouver, BC.
I loved really it. Cool. It was very sultry, as you were explaining at the beginning. I think that's the word that we were searching for.
Sultry.
That was like the S word we were searching for.
Dance. I love it. But yes, yeah, you've been digging it. The next, honestly, pretty much the entire rest of the show is just Canadian.
I see things I'm very excited about.
Gasp. So yeah. But yeah, I don't really know what's going on this weekend. I don't really know what's happening around town. I'm sure pretty much every single place you go to will probably have something going on tonight.
Yeah, I know tonight I think Mansion just has a bunch of bands playing.
That's really cool.
Which will be exciting. I feel like Mansion always
they do and turns they out for Halloween. Have their like costume contest too with like a pretty decent prize. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I'm really curious. I almost wish I was going out. I wish I could just like sit on a bench and just like watch people tonight. I feel like they see their costumes and stuff.
I was enjoying last night. I was out and about and I was seeing everyone's costumes and it was really fun. That's my favorite part of Halloween.
I know, it's my favorite, seeing what everyone else is doing. I've seen a lot more like the gay Halloween trend of like what people are doing. I think it's so funny.
Those like ultra specific pop culture references.
Yeah, I know. I love it. Was it you I was talking to about it? I don't think so. It was because it was the Tylenol and like the Hat Man.
Oh, yes. I saw someone, CanCon, they were a McCain cake.
I did not see that.
And they like basically, you know how it's like the frosting on the top is like goopy? Yeah. So they had that like texture. I thought they were being the peanut butter baby for a second.
I did too, because it was brown.
Yeah.
Right?
And then they put the McCain like wrap around them.
I know. I think I was saying, I was like, I love the, I liked the Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau. That was very quick because they only officially announced the relationship like what, like 2-3 days ago.
Another amazing quick turnaround one I saw was somebody. You know that scandal with, what's his name, David Harbour?
Yes, Lily Allen.
Yes, and she has that song and she says the Pea Palace.
I haven't listened to
and
it.
And somebody was a huge like castle, like a full like structure, a castle, and with like cat toys and stuff.
That's so funny.
Pulled that out in 2 business days and it was like a full constructed look.
That's hilarious.
And I was like, you won Halloween. That's
apparently
crazy.
She like fully like gives the full name of the woman that like cheated or whatever.
So I know like, she does him. Do like 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, June 23rd. Pulls out receipts. And so I'm not surprised that she's name dropping.
Like, literally like at the dinner table, he asked whether like they could have an open relationship and like all that kind of stuff. I was like, whoa. Like, I knew he wasn't great before, but, like, that's a little cuckoo.
It was, right before his Stranger Things press tour as well.
She did it on purpose.
Scandal.
I know, because I remember last, like, season, everyone was, like, thirsting over him. And then they got, like, married.
They have to have a fall from grace. Yeah. This is always how it goes. Someone gets too popular.
Done.
It's coming.
Boom. Count your days. But, don't become famous.
Don't.
Honestly, nothing about it seems worth it.
Not at all.
Like nothing.
Or actually, because part of me, I'm like, I have a superiority complex, and I'm like, I would just simply turn off my phone. If people were being mean to me on the internet, you know what I would do? Turn off my phone. And then it would be gone.
I saw this video, and it was like, what if the one-hit wonders were the ones that wouldn't sell their souls? And that's why they're one-hit wonders. And I was like, okay, I feel like that's not it, but, like, maybe it is. I don't know. Who knows? And people
are
like,
the real ones.
The uber famous people, or they sold their souls to the devil. They drink, like, baby's blood. That's really awesome.
That's very Halloween-y.
Something for you to, like, chew on, I guess. Like, just are the one-hit wonders, like, do they still have souls? That's the question. Mm-hmm. But moving on into our next set, we are starting off with Crystal Castles with Char.
Origin story of Miss Alice Glass. We love.
I know. I did want to play some Alice Glass, but it wasn't.
It like, wasn't fitting the vibe.
She's very fitting,
like high energy.
Is, and I just wanted something like.
So she's more like
sultry.
A club episode.
She is
Halloween.
She is. We played quite a bit of Miss Glass, and it pains me a little bit to play Crystal Castles, but like
they have some bangers.
They're so good, and every time I think of their name, I just hear that one. Skins scene, like, you know the one I'm talking about where Crystal Castles like performed in Skins.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Crystal Castles. And Crystal it's Castles. Yeah, I don't know, throwback. Anyway, this is Char by Crystal Castles on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Just heard Black Wedding Day by Scene Noir, which are a kind of like a dream pop 80s synth group from Montreal. And then before that was Bury Me by, do you say Bury or Barry?
Oh, I say Barry.
You say Barry? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Bury Me by Actors off of their album It Will Come to You. And I was saying to Chris, I was like, oh, it was kind of hard to kind of narrow down like what song I wanted to play today. I must have listened to this like playlist over and over and over and over and over again, like multiple times every single day to be like, okay, what am I getting more sick of? And then I would remove that one. And then I started that set off with Char by Crystal Castles. Yay! If you're just tuning in, this is Whiplash on CFRC 101.9 FM. We went to go see Rocky Horror earlier this year.
Fun.
It was so fun. It was my first time seeing it in the theater.
Yeah, it was both our first, like, theater experience of Rocky Horror.
Oh, I thought you went last year.
No, I didn't go.
Oh, not last year, sorry. The year before.
That was my...
No one went last year.
I was sick last year, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, we went on Tuesday, and it was great. We got to dress up. I think our whole group ate up.
Not to brag, but we showed out.
It was really, really fun. It was, like, it was interesting because it was not a full theater, I don't think.
Yeah, we had a quieter theater, and especially because it was Tuesday night.
Yeah, and I think that there wasn't as much engagement as, like, some other people in our group said that there normally is. Which was fine because I was getting a little overwhelmed at some points anyway. Because it gets to a point where I'm kind of just like, okay, I kind of want to watch the movie now.
I think I'm the same way. Or I think I also haven't seen it since last year. So I was like, yeah. I need my like proper Rocky watch.
Yeah.
Where I really pay attention.
I think that was wrong. I was like, I didn't want to like watch it ahead of time and then like have to rewatch it again, even though it is a phenomenal movie.
I feel like if you wanted to do all the callbacks and stuff, though, I'm like,
you have to watch it ahead of time.
I would have had to start in June.
I thought we were gonna get the cue sheet like ahead of time, and we got it like 2 minutes before like lights went off, and we were like, okay, I guess we're screwed. So we had no
idea.
We did
our darndest.
We did try our best, but yeah. Anyway, it was really, really, really fun. If there's any tickets left for Rocky Horror tonight, and I think the last one's maybe tomorrow.
Definitely go.
You should 100% go, and if you missed it, definitely go next year. It's so fun. Really cute. And everyone dressed up. Well, most people dressed up, which was really cool.
And even people who didn't dress up were like, oh my gosh, love your costume.
Because
good vibes.
Even though my face was literally, like, peeling off, like, at the end of it.
That's part of it.
Anyway, yeah, that was the fun of it. That was the point. Like, I should have brought like a spray bottle at the end of it.
Yeah.
Just to like really emulate that final scene. But yes. Anyway, okay, we're getting into our final set because there's one song that I really, really, really want to get to and play as much as I possibly can. So the next two songs are by Traitors, an old one and a new one, and then I have a track from Amy's Arms. So yeah, hope you enjoy that. Okay, we are coming to a close on Whiplash today, which I know you're really devastated about. But you just heard Breathless Heart by Amy's Arms off of My Dear Violet. I'm not too sure that they make music anymore. I think they've kind of gone away. But yeah, I just really, really like that song. And then before that was a new track from Traitors, Burn in Heaven, which apparently is about this lady that got exercised 69 times.
Dang.
At least that's what May said. So if that's wrong, get her. And then before that was The Suffering of Spiders, also by Traitors.
My favorite Traitors song.
I was going to say, which I didn't know, which I'm very, very happy to hear. And of course, I had to do it to you. We have one last track for today, which I will continue to play every single year, but hopefully longer and longer until I can play the full run. But I really hope that you've enjoyed today. If you did, please let me know. And if you didn't, next week will be completely different, but also you're just plain wrong in your opinion. Don't talk to me, because today was actually amazing, not gonna lie. It was pretty fire, and I think it really suits the weather as well.
No, it was perfect vibe for today.
Yeah, awesome. Well, yeah, I hope you've had a good time.
Happy Halloweener.
This is Bella Lugosi. Bella. Yes, so obviously by Bauhaus. And if you haven't heard this, please prepare for your life to be changed forever. Woo! Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Drink responsibly. Bye.
Virginal brides file past his loving.